Bantam Doubleday Dell Audio Publishing presents Star Wars, Champions of the Force, Volume 3 of the Jedi Academy Trilogy by Kevin J. Anderson. The Sun Crusher plunged into the Karita system like an assassin's knife into an unsuspecting heart. Old beyond his years, Kip Duran sat hunched over the controls, intent on his new target. With the might of the superweapon, as well as powerful techniques his spectral mentor Exar Kun had taught him, Kip would extinguish all threats against the New Republic. Only days before, he had annihilated Admiral Dalla and her two star destroyers in the Cauldron Nebula. On the fringes of the explosion, he had dropped off one of the Sun Crusher's coffin-sized message pods so that the galaxy would know who was responsible for the victory. His next target would be the Imperial Military Training Center on Karita. The military planet was a largish world with high gravity to toughen the muscles of potential stormtroopers. Its untamed land masses provided an appropriate range of training environments: Arctic wastelands, rainforests, mountain crags, and desert hardpan. Karita seemed the opposite of Kip's peaceful homeworld of Dire, where he and his family had lived in raft colonies on the calm, terraformed lakes. But that peace had been shattered years ago when Kip's parents had chosen to protest the destruction of Alderaan. Stormtroopers had crushed the colony, whisking Kip and his parents to the spice mines of Kessel, while conscripting his brother Zeth for the Stormtrooper Training Center. Now, as he orbited the military planet, Kip's face bore the tight, hardened look of a person who has been through the raging fire of his own conscience. Shadows rimmed his eyes. He did not expect to find his brother still alive after so many years, but he intended to learn the truth. And if Zeth was not there, Kip had enough power to destroy the whole Karidan solar system. A week ago, he had left Luke Skywalker for dead atop the great temple on Yavin 4. He had stolen design parameters of the Sun Crusher from the mind of its naive creator, Quizux. And he had blown up five stars to incinerate Admiral Dalla and her two star destroyers. Since that awesome victory, Kip's obsession had gained momentum, and he had set out on a hyperspeed course toward annihilating the Empire. The Karidan Defense Network spotted the Sun Crusher as Kip entered orbit. He decided to transmit his ultimatum before the Imperial forces tried anything stupid. "Karidan Military Academy, this is the pilot of the Sun Crusher." Han had once told him a story about a buffoonish ambassador from Karida who had caused a diplomatic incident on Coruscant by tossing his drink in Mon Mothma's face. He searched for the man's name, and it came to him. "I wish to speak to Ambassador Fergan to discuss the terms of your surrender. I think you're familiar with the capabilities of this weapon." The Imperials were coming through on his comm. Apparently they were indeed familiar with the Sun Crusher.
"Intruder, we are transmitting a set of landing coordinates. Follow them precisely or you will be destroyed."
"You don't seem to understand what's going on here. Let me talk to Ambassador Fergan now, or your planetary system is going to be the galaxy's newest bright spot."
The hollow panel flickered, and the wide, flat face of Fergan appeared, looking just as Han had described him, with his heavy eyebrows and fat, purplish lips.
"Why have you come here, Rebel? You are in no position to make demands."
Kip rolled his eyes, losing patience already.
"Listen to me, Fergan. I want to find out what happened to my brother, Zeth Duran. He was brought here about 10 years ago. Once you have that information, we'll discuss terms."
On Karida, in the main citadel of the Imperial Military Training Center, Ambassador Fergan looked down at his comm officer, scanning readouts.
"Check that boy's words, Lieutenant Doran. I want to know the capabilities of that weapon."
"Ambassador," the comm officer replied, "we know from our spy network that the rebels had a stolen Imperial weapon called the Sun Crusher, which can supposedly trigger the explosion of a star, and there was a mysterious multiple supernova in the Cauldron Nebula less than a week ago, just as the intruder claims." Fergan felt a thrill of anticipation. Preparations for an assault on the planet Anoth, the secret hiding place of the Jedi baby of Leia Organa Solo, were already underway. If he could get his hands on the Sun Crusher and the Jedi baby, a young, malleable replacement for the Emperor, he would have more power at his disposal than any of the squabbling warlords in the core systems. Corita could perhaps become the center of a blossoming new empire, with himself at its helm as regent.
"While the Sun Crusher pilot is distracted and awaiting news of his brother," Fergan said, "we shall mount a full-fledged assault to cripple his craft. We can't let such an opportunity escape us."
Kip stared at the Sun Crusher's chronometer, growing angrier with each ticking interval. With a surge of static, the Caridan comm officer's image appeared before him.
"To the pilot of the Sun Crusher, we regret that your brother did not survive initial military training. Our exercises are very strenuous. During a mountain survival tour, he and his team were snowed in by a sudden blizzard. He appears to have frozen to death. I have the full details in a file. I can upload it if you like."
"Yes," Kip said, his mouth dry. "Give me everything." Kip watched the data on the accident scroll across his screens. He thought of Exarchun, the ancient lord of the Sith, who had shown him many things that Master Skywalker refused to teach. The news of Zeth's inevitable death was like severing the remaining threads of Kip's fragile restraint. Nothing could stop him now. Emerging from the thin veil of atmosphere at the limb of the planet, a battle group of 40 TIE fighters roared toward him. Another cluster of 20 came from the opposite horizon in a pincer formation. The ploy of Zeth's files had been meant to keep him preoccupied as the Caridans launched an attack. The TIE fighters came in, firing laser blasts. Kip felt their impacts against the Sun Crusher, but his special quantum-layered armor could withstand even a turbo laser blast. One of the TIE pilots contacted Kip.
"We have you surrounded. You cannot escape."
"Sorry, I'm fresh out of white flags." Kip used his sensors to track the lead TIE fighter, which had sent the message. He targeted with his defensive lasers and strafed the ship. The TIE ship broke apart in a flower of white and orange flame. The wall of anger rose and strengthened in him. He had already given more warning than the Caridans deserved. Kip had stated his ultimatum, and Fergan had sent out attack ships. Additional fighting was not worth his time. He had a bigger target. Two fast TIE interceptors streaked after him as he pulled out of planetary orbit and set a course for the star at the heart of the system. The only damage they could possibly do to the Sun Crusher would be to take out its tiny laser turrets. Kip paid the pursuing Imperials no heed. He could think of nothing but Zeth. The only way for Kip to cauterize the memory of his brother's death was to purge the entire planet with fire. He activated the firing systems for his resonance torpedoes. The high-energy projectile would be pumped out in an oval-shaped plasma discharge from the toroidal generator at the bottom of the Sun Crusher. As Kip swooped in toward the blazing ball of Karita's sun, flickering prominences reached out of the star's chromosphere. Boiling convection cells lifted hot knots of gas to the surface, where they cooled and sank back into the churning depths. Dark sunspots stood out like blemishes. He sighted on one of the black spots, as if it were a bullseye. Kip primed the resonance torpedo and spared a moment to glance back. His TIE pursuers had split off, unwilling to come so close to the glaring sun. Failsafe warning systems flashed in front of Kip, but he disregarded them. When the control system winked green, he depressed the firing buttons and shot a sizzling blue-green ellipsoid deep into Karita's sun. Stormtroopers ran along the halls in the citadel of the military training center, taking emergency positions, but they didn't quite know what to do. Ambassador Fergan looked shocked.
"But how could all of our TIE fighters miss?"
"They didn't miss, sir," Comm Officer Doran said. "The Sun Crusher seems to have impenetrable armor. Kip Duron has launched a projectile into our sun. I think we know what that means, sir." Kip Duron's voice broke over the intercoms.
"Karita, I warned you. But you chose to trick me instead. Now accept what you've brought upon yourselves. According to my calculations, it'll take 2 hours before the core of your sun reaches a critical configuration. You have that amount of time to evacuate your planet."
Fergan leaned over to flick a switch, toggling to the hangar bay in the lower staging area of the Citadel.
Colonel Ardax, muster your forces immediately. Get them aboard the Dreadnought Vendetta. We will launch our Anoth assault team within the hour.
Fergan turned to his comm officer.
Are you certain that the boy's brother is...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?